Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome. This is the Clay County Corner. We're coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse here on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. This is Kevin Donaldson substituting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who's away on a little trip. He'll be back next week. I always appreciate the opportunity to fill in for Thomas when he's away. He does a fantastic job, and it's big shoes to fill. But we'll do our best to do that today. We have a couple of folks lined up, hopefully, to have here as guests today. We have one already. We'll be talking with City of Salina Mayor Willie Kerr about a few issues. We'll also take a look briefly at the upcoming election. Of course, early voting is already underway, and Election Day just a few days away. We'll take a look at what all's on the ballot, discuss that some, and look back at the election from 4 years ago at some of the numbers there. As always, we'll have our birthdays and anniversaries toward the end of the show. And again, we appreciate the opportunity to be here, and we really appreciate our show sponsors. And we're going to give them a few minutes to talk about themselves here. We'll be back after this short commercial break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner here on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting your show today. Our first guest here today is City of Salina Mayor Willie Kerr, who's going to discuss a couple of issues with us and anything else that he might have on his mind as well. Mayor, good to have you with us, as always.
Good to be here, Kevin, and thanks for inviting me to come over and be on the radio station. It's my honor and privilege.
not a far trip across the street here, is it?
It's just a short walk.
It is. The mayor's got some exciting news for the city of Salina. The city is a recipient of a sidewalk grant in a pretty big amount, Mayor. How big is this grant?
Kevin, it's $460,000.
That's a big grant, which will take care of a lot of sidewalks. But now this is not going to be scattered throughout the city. There's a specific route that's going to be taken care of with this grant, right?
Yes, it's from the caution lights up here to the hospital all the way to the square.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Willie, you had mentioned, too, that this is one of those rare grants where the city's match is just almost nothing.
The city's match is 5%. It's a 95% grant, and that comes through TDOT.
5% out of 100 is you don't see a lot of those.
No, that's a real good grant, and you don't see them often, and that's one grant that you just can't pass up, and it's so good. We worked and got this grant.
Right. What do we know at this point, Willie, about the specs of what it's going to be? How wide is the sidewalk going to be, and where's it going to run? You told us the route, but at which side of the road and so on?
Darcy's Diner is out there. It's going to run on that side of the road there, down to the pharmacies there. And it'd be 5 feet wide and a curb. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When will that project start, Willie?
Well, they'll put it out on bids. They ain't giving no specific date yet when it will start, but he told me it would start as quick as they got all the paperwork and everything ready to go.
Sounds good. That should be a big help for folks who, well, not only local folks, but tourists coming in who want to walk around town.
Well, Kevin, there's a lot of people walks out through there, more than you'd realize, and that'll be a big help to them, and it'll be a lot safer with a good wide sidewalk, and it's much needed, and it'll be a big help to the that walks, and it also it'll be a big help to the city and make everything look a lot neater and better.
Right. Well, something I'll have to admit I didn't appreciate until my son and I opened an office basically just across from the post office there, was how many locals use that sidewalk area out through there. I don't know whether to say it's dozens or hundreds of people that walk by there each day, but the area from the post office all the way out to, well, basically where you're talking about there is really heavily used. I would never have dreamed that many people use the sidewalk there. And that'll be a big, it'll stay on, I guess that's basically the east side of Brown Street all the way down.
Right about Hall's Funeral Home right out through there.
Right.
All out through in the apartments out there. Yeah.
Well, now, there's some pretty good sidewalk area there already, but that'll all be torn up and replaced?
Well,
is that the way it'll go,
possibility,
Willie?
Possibility. Most of it will, but, you know, if they see it's feasible, that, you know, the sidewalk car and everything is okay,
right,
they may leave some of that, but it'll come all the way to the square. Yeah.
And will it go all the way up literally to the four-way stop there, or will it start at Doris's?
No, it goes up to the four-way stop.
So it'll start there, go all the way by the museum, and
make the
curve, and all the way down Brown Street.
Right, yes.
That's tremendous. Yeah. And that 5% would be $30,000 or something, maybe, the city's
about got? About 23 or 25,
okay,
something along that neighborhood. Yes.
Well, you don't see many of those grants. It seems like you occasionally get a full 100% grant, but usually...
Yeah.
Your match is a whole lot more than 5%.
Yes, it is. And I'm so pleased that we had an engineer to come over and look at and see how it would be laid out.
Right.
And he looked at it, and he said it looked like everything could be done real good. Said there might be one or two tight places, but said everything looked good.
Now, I know you don't know anything about a start date yet. Do you know anything about how long that project might take once it is underway?
Yes. I talked to Mark Dudney about it, and he told me it'll start. I've got 11 months left as mayor, and I'm not going to run anymore, but it'll be started before I go out of office. But it won't be finished. But it'll take a while to finish it, but it'll be started before I go out of office.
So it'll carry over into the next administration?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that not only will there be a sidewalk there, but a curb as a part of that?
Yeah,
too?
A curb, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that'll be a great addition to the city. We've got a pretty good sidewalk system already, and that'll just make it even better.
Well, we've been working on a few sidewalks. You know, it's have the money to do it. We've sidewalks and funds. I'm going to try to fix some more before I go out of office.
Right. We usually think of a sidewalk as being concrete. Will this be concrete or asphalt or what will it?
It'll be concrete.
Concrete.
Yes.
That'll be a really nice addition to downtown. Mayor, we had, and County Mayor Dale Reagan has walked in. I'm going to ask him to join us up here if he would. There's a topic I'd like for both of you all to weigh in on here in just a minute. But before we do that, we will take another opportunity to have some commercial messages. We'll be right back.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting, as Thomas often says, live in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse today. This is Kevin Donaldson filling in for your regular host, Thomas Watson. Have City of Salina Mayor Willie Kerr and also County Mayor Dale Reagan here with us. We've been talking first to Mayor Kerr, and he's told us about almost a $500,000 sidewalk grant that the city has received and will soon be implementing. The sidewalk will run all the way from the four-way stop up at the bypass just underneath the hospital all the way to the downtown area, so that'll be a great addition. Going to have both the mayors weigh in on something, another exciting project here in just a few minutes, but going to go back to Mayor Kerr first before that. Mayor, the city now has a codes inspector and some regulations that can be followed now. Tell us about what's going on with that.
Yes, Kevin, the city's got a code inspector, Marvin Dyer, and we're trying to get the city cleaned up. Properties, and he's working with the people, and the people is responding great. We've got a few, it's not, but this needs doing, Kevin. And Marvin Dyer is a good code inspector. He really works for the people. And the people that ain't able, like widows and people's not able to get their property cleaned up, they won't be no penalty put on them. They won't be. In fact, about it, we'll help them. Those that's not able to
right.
clean their property up, we'll help them clean it up, and no penalty will never be put on nobody that can't got the funds to do that. But the city's going to work with them, and also Marvin Dyer is working with them greatly.
Right. And I know this is a project, Mayor, that had been discussed for quite a while, and it took a little while to get all the details ironed out. Mr. Dyer is, just so everybody knows, is not a local person, but he does work for the city, and he has, as I recall, quite a bit of experience doing this.
Yes, he does. He has quite a bit, and he's not only a code inspector, he's a good person. I think he's a real good person because he's knowledgeable and he'll go out and he'll talk to the people and he'll work with them and he'll give them all kinds of time to get their property and stuff cleaned up. Then if they don't, then they'll have to go further.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing how that turns out. Mayor, before we leave, just city issues, I know, and I'll ask Mayor Reagan about this as well. I know it's budget time. Work underway, I guess, on the budget already.
Yes, we're working on our budget. We've been working on it all this week. Yes.
Well, I know from having been a part of that process when I worked for the city that a lot of work goes into that. It really does. And, of course, the county's got a real big budget as well. We'll talk with Mayor Reagan about that. Switch topics here just a little bit, but something that both of you all know about and involved in. There has been, talk and actually been on the TDOT drawing board for lack of a better term, a bypass. I guess basically for bigger trucks and things of that nature, but obviously open to anybody. That would divert some traffic to different places than what we've been talking about, what we're used to. Talk to us a little bit and explain to us, either one of y'all, Dale, if you'd like to jump in first, about what this project's about and where it is.
Sure. I appreciate it. And again, thank you, Kevin, for the opportunity this morning.
Good to have you.
Myself and Mayor Kerr have been for the last probably 6 years, I guess. And in 07, latter year of 07, early 08, we had worked with the Upper Cumberland Development District through our RPO program over there. And we got TDOT to send out some engineers to look at the possibility of a bypass here in Salina. And they did, and is a group out of, and I can't recall the name of the group, the engineering group, but they're out of, they were out of Indianapolis, Indiana, in that area. And they came down, and we spent one whole day and maybe part of another one. And they were going around, you know, and just looking out and siding where that would be the most feasible place for a bypass. They came up with a preliminary drawing. And so that was, and our thought that was the first step that we had to take.
Right.
And so it went from there to some evaluation was taking place. And I know probably about 3 years ago, maybe four, they came down and did a survey and to see, you know, what the severity of it. And so we scored, in a sense, it's bad, but it's good for us. We scored high on all the severity points.
Right.
And that was that coming around the square and everything hit real high on every category. Commerce, emergency traffic, recreational traffic, whatever. The coming through Salina is it. I mean, that's the in and out of getting, you know, from one point to the other.
Right.
And emergency traffic or ambulances and their schools, you know, have a number of school buses that has to travel around through here, and so it, it, it's a big concern of all of us. And in order for us to continue to try to do economical growth, we've been looking at different areas to look at the different lands for that purpose. And we've been very fortunate that the ID board has is in the works right now of purchasing some property over here.
Right.
Well, that land where that lies at, that bypass will touch that. So if you've noticed, a lot of you small rural towns, cities, where they, once they get a bypass around it, a lot of people say, well, that little town will dry up. Well, not necessarily. And but a lot of things will spar from where that bypass is at. So this land that the ID board is in the process of purchasing will touch where this bypass is going to go.
Right.
Now, they're telling us that we're looking at maybe a 8 to 10 to 12-year span as far as the bypass coming to reality. But me and Mayor Kerr, we talked as well as with the ID board members and also with Representative Keesland and some more, that if we could, if we can get a potential prospect for a business to look at some area in the new, I'm going to call it the new industrial park because that's what we're working for.
Right.
That there's a real good possibility that a lot of times, you know, they can bump those projects up.
Well, but before we talk about where that's at, I'd like to refer back to something you mentioned, the RPO.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that stands for.
It's Regional Planning Organization.
Right.
And each one of the areas, we're what they call the Del Hollow RPO, and then you got the Center Hill RPO, and then, of course, across the state they have other areas. And that's a coalition of the counties that lie in that area. And every county's got their, you know, got their wish list. And they got their priorities. And we meet, normally we meet quarterly, but a lot of times it's semi-annually. And you have a technical committee that sits on that. And then you have your executive committee, which me and Mayor Kerr sits on that.
Good to have you all in those spots.
Oh, absolutely. And you'd be surprised a lot of the counties that don't get, you know, and I'm not saying nothing bad about that, but I mean, a lot of times, you know, they don't have representation. And I think, you know, regardless of where we accomplish anything, I hope we are. And I feel that we are accomplishing things. But if you're not at the table, you're certainly not going
right.
to have a say in anything.
And at those meetings, you all have had access to a list of projects across the area.
Yeah.
And they're kind of prioritized. Am
they
I
are.
Remembering that right?
They are.
And this has kind of been maybe down a little further down, but it's moving up the list. Is that basically what's happening?
It's in the, well, they call it in the pipeline. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, and I feel like we are, we'll be having an RPO meeting here shortly. I'm not sure the dates on it, but we're going to find out exactly where this project lies at. They tell us, you know, that we know that, you know, the first preliminary part of the engineering, of course, TDOT has to come back and do their own engineering too.
Right.
And then there has to be a right of way and all that kind of stuff. It takes a period of time. But these RPOs, sometimes you get disgusted. You think, well, I'm just spinning my wheels and we ain't accomplishing anything. But that all the counties that comes together, I know that one of the things that the new Corridor J road has got built, and that's been a blessing to us, and that was in the works for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can relate to that. I'll tell a little bit about how old I am here, but when I first started in the newspaper business in Clay County back in the 70s, I was still in college at Tech. One of the first stories I ever wrote for the old Clay Citizen newspaper was about Corridor J.
Yeah.
I was 20 years old probably. And then that became, I got out of the newspaper business a couple of times and came back in, and that was one of the first stories I started writing about after I'd come back in 20 plus years later, well, 30 plus years later, I guess, or close to it. So that was a long time coming, and it went through a lot of different paths before it did.
It did. It certainly did. And that was a different pot of money, you know, that was laid aside for Appalachian Regional, you know, funds that were the state of Tennessee is there on the books, there's a statute that states that any county seat has to have a four-lane router from a major interstate. And the only bad thing about that, they didn't put a time limit on when that has to be done. It just says that there must, you know, there will be. So that was our four, you know, lane router, which is they're still doing some more work, you know, over in Overton County to do that. But it's a blessing to us, and it took, like I said, you know, it's been in the works. I went to several meetings back whenever I was working in the garment factory. You know, we'd meet in Livingston over there a few times and different places to, just to see, you know, where it was at. When I first come into office as mayor, the first RPO meeting that I sat in was in Overton County, there at City Hall. And some of the other county mayors from Pickett County and Stephen Bilbrey and some more, Kenneth Copeland and a lot of the others that have been there for some time, I just mentioned it. I just brought it up. What about that road, you know? And they were kind of a little bit surprised because they said, we want to know about that too. Because said, we've been on this RPO now for several years, and we thought that was a priority. So where's it at? What's taking place? So I'm sure that hopefully that made, you know, some wheels hopefully get a little more oil on them, and that it brought, what really helped, I think, was that we had all the other counties around us that were rooting and pulling for us in that sense.
Right.
And that's what the RPOs is all about. I mean, you know, we may have a project here in Clay County in the city of Salina. And when we look at, you know, Macon County may have one, Overton County, everybody has their own projects. But when we sit down at the table, we all are conscientious enough to know that we prioritize those. And if you go in there and I'm Clay County and I want everything I can get, and I ain't being for nobody else, I want what we want. You ain't never going to accomplish anything like that. But everybody, and I think Mayor Kirk can agree with me on this, has been real good to work. You know, if there's a project, I know in Macon County, they've had a project over there going over, I think it's Highway 10, going out of Macon County, that road down through there. And we, as RPOs, we all voted to bump that thing up because that was a must, you know. And so
sure.
It's in construction now. So hopefully we have made some, you know, some good changes on that.
Glad you guys are in those positions. Well, we've opened the can here, and we're, I guess, leaving everybody in suspense at least a little bit as to where this proposed bypass might be, and we'll touch on that in a minute. We do need to do a little housekeeping here first, talk about our birthdays and anniversaries. We do have four this week. Of course, we know we will draw out a name. I'll have one of the mayors do that for us here toward the end of the program to find out who wins the free ice cream cake from the local Dairy Queen here. Just a reminder, too, to leave a birthday or anniversary, and all we have today are birthdays. You simply just call 243-5574 and leave your information here. We need to know who's celebrating the birthday, what date their birthday or anniversary is. Please identify yourself, talk as clearly as you can, and leave a callback number just in case we might have any questions. So here are the four that we will be picking from here just in a little bit. Miley Likens celebrated her fourth birthday on July 20th. Susan Scoville celebrated a birthday last Friday the 15th, and that birthday wish comes from her husband, Carter. Bader Walden celebrated a birthday on July 17th. And Kenneth Walker on July 10th. That birthday wish coming from his twin sister. Now, we will give the birthday information to the folks at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You can go by there and get your certificate to pick up ice cream cake at the Dairy Queen here. Time for us to have another commercial break. We'll talk more about this proposed bypass with Mayor Willie Kerr and Mayor Dale Reagan right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting today, as always, at 9 a.m. on each Thursday morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse. This is Kevin Donaldson, substituting for your regular host, Thomas Watson. Today we have City of Salina Mayor Willie Kerr and Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan with us today. We've covered a variety of topics so far. I want to go back and revisit one we've already started about a possible bypass, which seems more likely than it did just a few years ago now, here in the city of Salina. We've talked a lot about the funding for that, and we'll probably revisit that as well, but we've kind of left everybody in suspense about where the location of this bypass might be. Mayor Kerr, start the conversation on that. Where's this proposed bypass? Where may it run?
What the man Dale Reagan, I want to echo what Dale Reagan said about the bypass first. Me and Dale Reagan, since I've been mayor, we've worked hard to try to get this bypass, and we've sat in a lot of meetings together. We've tried, and I feel good about this bypass because it's a safety issue. It's real, like Dale Reagan echoed a while ago about the big trucks and things. It's a safety issue here, and I feel good about it. And the project we'll go through is the old football field out here. And right down from Johnny Rich's, right through there on the left, there the way. I believe he's got it lined out.
And would just continue, I guess that's basically west or northwest through some open areas there, and I think that's where you all had or Dale had mentioned that the ID board is looking to buy some property. Now, this may help everybody understand where that's at. That property is currently owned by whom?
Fowlers, the Fowler family.
Okay.
The Fowlers, old place there.
Okay.
About 50 acres, I think, is what the plot calls for.
And that's all within the city limits, right?
Yes. And that was one of the things that we were very, you know, surprised that, you know, that there's 51 acres of land here in the city, because that could be, and possibly, you know, the majority of that can be converted into industrial property.
Right.
And we're in a kind of a unique situation here. We're kind of like a soup bowl. And, you know, we don't have a lot of expansion room to expand, especially when you're looking for land that a lot of companies wants to look at. And most of the time they want to have at least 25 acres plus, you know, to do anything on. So that's what the ID board had, you know, looked at. And you got to take in consideration, too, when you're doing that, the infrastructure, you know, as far as the sewer, water, electric, and gas.
Right.
A lot of your companies, they want natural gas, and they certainly got to have sewer and water and of course, electrical. So that's the infrastructure. And if this, when this bypass happens, that will help about the as far as the transportation issues are. And that's another thing, you know, you got to look at. But and I'm like Mayor Kerr, you know, I feel that, you know, that it will happen. Now, as far as projecting when it'll happen, that's hard to do, you know.
Right.
That's why that, you know, that we got to kind of continue to keeping the word out there with our state representatives and their senators and stuff, because they're the ones that will help us work with TDOT to show the importance of this project.
Right. And I know both of y'all have been on the, we keep saying the ID board, of course that's the Industrial Development Board. Since you took office, a mayor is automatically on that board.
Yeah.
And I know availability of land for the ID board has just been a difficult thing, hadn't it?
I mean, this is
a big deal to be able to find that much space where all that infrastructure is available.
Right, and we've been very blessed. We have. I know that the industrial park that we have now, there's a parcel down there that is still about 8 acres, and of course there's another little parcel up there is about that, but they, the ID board, along with the county commission, had look at the possibility of building a new jail down there, and that's a whole different story, but
right.
I mean, it's the availability of land down there is very scarce, and where the spec building's at down there now, and we're so blessed that we got Tennessee Land Management, which is Cumberland Bioscience, is down there, Mitch Gray and his company, and we're just, you know, we can't say enough about them. We're just blessed that they're here, and as long as, you know, any time I say that, I'm not taking anything away from our existing businesses, because, I mean, you know, our small businesses and everything else that we have here in this county, we're just so blessed to have them.
Right.
Mitch and them is a company that is different than anything else that we've ever had here. They're a research company in the medical field, create antibodies and proteins for cancer research, and I hadn't got to talk to Mitch in a while. I know that Ray, our chamber director out there and our ECD director, he keeps in touch with him and keeps me and Mayor Kerr informed about everything, but they seem to be doing well, and we're thankful to have that. But that's in a sense it's a good thing to have a problem like that we've got that building filled up,
right,
and we ain't got no more land. And I always said, you know, keep your faith and trust in God, and he'll help you. And this property came available, and I'll have to say I was a little bit reluctant about it at first. Mayor Kerr was right on track with it, and we looked at it, and the more I looked at it, you just ain't gonna find that. They're not making property anymore. So I mean,
no, there's no more of it.
No, and that's one of the areas that it's suited here in the city limits and all the infrastructure. If when this bypass comes to reality, it'll make a big change. And I mean, you know, that's, like I said, it took several years for the new road to get put in.
Oh, absolutely.
Things don't happen overnight, but, you know, we continue to keep the good Lord up above on our side, and if we're doing it in the right way, it'll come to fruition.
Back more to the location, we talked a little bit about where it's, I guess you'd say, going to start. We'll tie it back in. But basically, this would be a way to divert traffic or to allow traffic. Again, the emergency part of it is something that has to be factored in from the downtown area. Of course, we've all talked and thought and see it, about all the 18-wheelers that come right through the middle of downtown. And it's great to see them coming through.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a lot of log trucks. We have a lot of chicken trucks, as we call them, come through. And those two things are among the backbones of our economy. Good to see them coming through here, but in terms of folks shopping and just traffic flow, it would divert some of that around town. Now, again, it's going to come off what we think of as the bypass now, which is basically Highway 53 that leads around the big curve and goes up toward Kentucky. It would start there, go through the old Salina High School football field, which is still being used, I guess, by the youth leagues as well, continue down through there, get two or three houses maybe, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but yeah, you're on the right, yeah.
And then basically hit some wide open spaces down in there, which is the area you all are talking about, the ID board, maybe buying some land, and then curve back around kind of toward Oshkosh, and tie in where? I guess that's something we haven't talked about.
The little bridge here, the last little bridge after you come across the river.
Right.
As you come across, and I don't know about the name of that street right there that bridge crosses right there, Willie, Kyle Street.
Okay.
And so that right in there is where it would tie back in. That'd be an off-ramp right there.
Yeah. And this would allow all those 18-wheelers to not have to negotiate downtown and the curve here between the two banks, as we off, you know, that stops up some traffic. And as we were talking about off air, the local drivers, they can negotiate that pretty well. But when you have a new driver from out of town come through that might be going to who knows where, they don't know what's coming.
No,
a lot of times.
And on that thought, there's a lot of common carriers that's coming through here now out
Absolutely.
Of Kentucky going over to hit 40. And I know we have a lot of trucks now that coming out of Macon County from the water plant over there.
Right.
That they're bringing, you know, their loads through here, and I call them common carriers.
Right.
You'll see interstate trucks and stuff like that with interstate on the side of them, and they tell me that that's basically where they're coming from over there is the water plant. So yeah, it'll be a lot better for everybody. And like Willie said, you know that. The safety issue that we've had several. We've not had anybody that I'm aware of that's been fatally injured or anything like that, but we have had several accidents that have taken place here involving, you know, the curb right here before we get to the four-way stop.
Right.
We had semis that had met each other, backed up, and backed up on top of cars and run over cars and stuff, so it's an issue.
And akin to that and tied to that would be the easy access for ambulance service, for example, to be able to get on that bypass and not have to negotiate downtown if they didn't have to.
Yes.
You know, they could be out on the other side of town in a...
And our school buses as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely could. Looks like it's probably time for another commercial break. We'll take a break and be back with Mayor Dale Reagan and Mayor Willie Kerr right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. And always watch them around water.
No horse play.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Kevin Donaldson filling in for your regular host, Thomas Watson. We've been talking with City of Salina Mayor Willie Kerr, who has had to leave our studio here. He has a meeting coming up at 10 o'clock. Mayor Reagan is still with us. Before we get back to our discussion of issues, we'll take care of some of our housekeeping, our birthdays and anniversary drawing. We have four birthdays only today, no anniversaries. And folks who have their name in the pot for this free ice cream cake, excuse me, from Dairy Queen are Miley Likens, Susan Scoville, Baylor Walden, and Kenneth Walker. And I'm going to ask Mayor Reagan to pick a number for us here, and we'll see whose name that number corresponds with. It looks like we have drawn out Miley Likens. I know Miley celebrated her birthday on July the 20th, and I also know that she is having a birthday party today. So Miley, or Mom, or Dad, you can go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick up the necessary paperwork to get your free ice cream cake. Again, that is from the local Salina Dairy Queen.
Happy birthday, Miley.
Absolutely. And remember, folks, to call in with birthdays and anniversaries, and that number where you can leave all your information is 243-5574. We've got Mayor Dale Reagan still with us, Clay County Mayor. Dale, we've been talking some about this proposed bypass, which seems to be inching nearer and nearer toward actually becoming a reality, although it, as you pointed out very well, could be several years before it takes place, but it's good to know that it's on TDOT's that high up on the priority list.
They know about it, and I mean, you know, that's what we got to continue to do, you know, regardless who continues to sit in these seats and these positions, that hopefully, you know, that continue to press forward on that, because I think it's a must for the economy of the county, as far as well as the city, to do these changes like that, as well as any time that we can increase and upgrade our infrastructure, whatever it may be, if it's roads or what sewer, you know, water, that's something that we need to be looking at. And I know that we still have a lot of areas across the county that doesn't have that. And
right.
One of the things that we were talking about in our preparing for our strategic plan for the county and the city, one of the things that I feel like is very necessary is to try our very best to increase the ability of our infrastructure. And up around the lake, we are, you know, very blessed with the beautiful Del Hollow Lake. I still, when I'm in meetings, if I have the first opportunity to introduce our county to everyone, that I always introduce it as the gateway, the home of the beautiful Del Hollow Lake.
No, that's appropriate.
And a lot of them, you know, some of the other counties, if they get that punchline first, they'll beat me to it.
But, right.
But the dam lies in our county, so that, to me, that's the creation of the lake. And but we have a lot of areas around the lake that could be developed. And but up on those hills, there's a lot of places that they won't perk. And that's why that we need to try to get, you know, continue to be looking at ways and means and funds to help try to do that. And our tax base here in the county is low, and that's one of the reasons why our base rate is high.
Right.
And we want to try to do things to try to increase the assessment rate of our land. And once we can do that, we can bring that base rate down, and we'll help, you know, create the funds to where that we can hopefully, you know, continue to put back into the county and continue to be progressive.
Right. And in terms of the bypass diverting what, you know, the big traffic, I guess we'd say, the 18-wheelers around town, it seems like the downtown area has, you know, a lot of shops have opened or reopened. We don't have a lot of vacancies in the downtown area now. It seems like we become, again, something of a tourist spot. People want to come downtown and maybe park and just walk around the whole town. And not having the bigger trucks coming through town would make that an easier thing to do.
Right, it would. And we do. Well, I want to commend Mayor Kerr and the city council for what they're doing as far as the codes and starting to enforce those. And but also I want to thank the downtown group, the Merchants Association, and the Three Star group that have really, really helped spear up this downtown revitalization program.
Absolutely.
And they've worked real hard, and I know Dr. Young and some of the others, and I'll not start naming names because I'll forget.
I understand.
And, but there's a whole host of volunteers, and that's what they are. They're volunteering. And I know, Kevin, you've been a part of that as well. And without that, I mean, me and Mayor Kerr can't do it by ourselves. And, I mean, we're just, you know, hopefully that we can administer some of the stuff to make things happen, but we can't, you know, he has staff that he depends on, and I have staff that I depend on. And matter of fact, I know you mentioned it right now. We're right in the middle of budget season, and I left my office a moment ago, and my two girls down there, they're just working themselves to death to try to get the things together to meet the deadlines and stuff on getting our budget back to the county commission to where they can vote on it. And we're hoping that we'll be able to do that August the 8th to vote on the tax levy and the appropriation budget. And we have to, one of the things that we have to do, and it's a statute that they require us to publicize the proposed budget.
Right.
10 days prior to the commissioners voting on it. So that sometimes makes it a little tricky. And
timing's everything there, and it's really difficult to keep up with what all you have to do to get a budget passed.
It is, and I know Donna and Lisa both, and Donna, she's back down there today, and today's her day off, but she's come back in today because she's trying her very best to get everything done for that, and then Lisa does her thing on it, and we get it to the paper and try to get that run before we can take it before the county commission. And what you see come out in the paper is the budgets that the county commission and the budget committee has looked at, and they have recommended onto the full commission. So that don't mean it's a proposed budget.
Right.
And they can be things change a little bit before they actually vote on the actual budget. And nothing in, you know, in a drastic form, but a lot of times you do have things that changes a little bit from what, you know, that you might see in the paper. But the county commission will vote on the actual budget whenever they vote on it. So, and that's the budget that the county will have for that fiscal year to operate
right.
off of.
Right. Well, sounds like things are moving along pretty well in terms of the budget.
Well, they're moving. I'll put it that way. And
well,
like I said, you know, it seems like, you know,
thing.
That we, I know the girls, bless their heart. I don't know what I'd do without them down there because they work real hard on that. And I certainly want to thank them as well as all the county employees and all the other official offices. They work real hard to stay within their budget and to try to, they're very conservative of the county tax dollars, and I want to thank them very much. It's tough times, and I mean, but I've always been a positive person, and things are, we're going to meet our deadline.
Right. Well, you know, Clay County is a small county by most standards. Certainly, I guess we're in the 10 smallest counties in the state of Tennessee, but we still, even in a small county, have a budget of, well, I remember the last I knew, roughly in the neighborhood of $15 million, something like that. That's a lot of money.
It is. And your school, you know, makes up the biggest majority of that. And
right.
You're right, Kevin. It's around the $16, $17 million. And then your next is your general fund, which your general fund is a whole host of a lot of different departments. And
right.
Your sheriff department is a big big department when it comes to the budget, because it's well over $1 million, probably about $1.1 million, something like that, when you look at the sheriff and the jail and all that combined. So it's a big one as well.
Right. Mayor, I believe you guys had a commission meeting just this past week.
Monday night, yeah.
Delayed due to the July 4 holiday, I guess.
We did. And
what happened at the meeting then?
We right now, you know, of course, we're kind of in limbo as far as being able to do a whole lot. You know, there's very few things that we can do. That was the upcoming bill that passed last December and went to the General Assembly for a private act to change the number of school board members in the county.
Right.
And the wording got messed up on that when it went through the legal department at the state, and it went through, it passed the Senate and the House with no opposition. But when it passed, they passed the wrong wording.
Right.
So the county commission has to ratify whatever we send down in a private act. That has to come back to the county commission, and they, by 2/3 majority vote, they have to vote on it again in order for it to be law. And they couldn't ratify it. They voted to take no action on that. So there is, in this the election that we're having upcoming, there will still be two school board members elected in District 4 and District 1 for a 4-year term. And next year we'll have to look at it again if the county commission wants to continue to do that. They've done already, the state has already, attorneys have already drafted up the new bill. And they've got the wording right on it. It's just
right.
Pushing it on out to the all feather out in 2020, something like that.
So basically that has delayed the process by, I guess, 2 years in terms of starting.
Starting. They'll be able to start it in 2018.
Right, right. And it'd be 2020 when everything would go back to from 10
to 5.
To 5.
Yeah.
Right.
When it feathers out.
Right. Another issue, and I know we're getting close to running out of time here, that has popped up in the news recently is a possibility of a new landfill site. And I know there's been one public hearing or meeting. Mm-hmm. I know those are different things, maybe.
Yeah, the Jackson Law, the county adopted the Jackson Law back in 1990, I think it was. And under the rules of the Jackson Law, there's certain things that has to be done. And Mr. Smith has applied for an application through the State Department of Environmental Conservation. And there's things that we have to do. We have to do, you know, to make sure the public's aware of it.
Right.
And it has to be publicized. And then he has to bring his application before the county commission and show them there's criteria that he has to explain how he's going to do it and all that. And once they do that, they can warrant a hearing to be held for
right.
the people in that area. And but they went to that step and everything, so that they'll be voting on that landfill in August 8th, too, Lord willing.
But basically the commission just gives permission for them to go into the state with it. Is that an accurate way of saying it?
Yeah,
ultimately, State Department is going to have the final say-so in that.
They'll be the one that issues the permit. The county commission will have to vote to approve that they've met all the criteria that pertains to the requirements of the Jackson Law.
Right. We've had County Mayor Dale Reagan and City Mayor Willie Kerr with us here for this past hour of the Clay County Corner. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate our sponsors, and we hope you'll tune in here next week at 9 a.m. on Kicks Country for Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, We hope you have a great week.